On the phone with us, our official attorney. She's president of Lanier Law Group. Lisa Lanier, she has offices statewide. She's really easy to contact if you're ever injured on the job. 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're good. We would like to talk with you or ask your professional opinion about this because yesterday we had this story. There's a 32-year-old female sex therapist. She's in England and she helps married couples with their problems. But the way she does it is the interesting part. She has instructional threesomes with the couple. She's married. She charges at least $300 per session. And she says that she's helped dozens of couples with her demonstrations. We want to know, isn't this just prostitution?
You know, it really falls into a gray area. And it's actually, it's a very hot emerging topic right now. In England, where this story comes out of, the laws are very liberal about this and very open, and sexual surrogacy is really what it's called.
Oh.
And it's very popular in England. But France, just this summer, made it illegal. And here in the United States, it's kind of a gray area that a lot of states don't really regulate yet. There are some states that explicitly make it illegal. States, most states are not condoning it, mm-hmm. but they're also not making it illegal. And it's often controlled by the licensing regulations for therapists, because a lot of these people are actually licensed psychotherapists, or and there's actually a national licensing organization for sex therapists now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question because in my mind it seems like it's just people who call themselves therapists, like slap themselves with the label,
right?
But they're really not licensed, but you're saying that they are.
They are licensed, not like in North Carolina, there's not a board. The way in North Carolina, there is a board to regulate other types of therapists, like psychologists and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. But it's a national organization that people can belong to and get accredited through. Licensing is probably the wrong word because licensing implies a state sanction. And this is more of an organizational mm-hmm. sanction where they've gotten a certificate to say that they've, you know, met the qualifications. But it's an emerging trend, and you see it in situations where, I mean, not just marriage counseling type situations, but like with paraplegics and mm-hmm. People like that who are needing to, or quadriplegics who are in a situation where they want to have mm-hmm. some form of sexual expression, or people who have just severe sexual dysfunction. So you'll see it one-on-one sometimes with sex therapists. And in some instances, the sex therapists are not allowed to have sex with the patient, but they can bring in a surrogate make instructional.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a hot topic right now because it's one of those things that is becoming popular, and the laws really are not keeping pace with it right now.
I guess it's the same for this lady. She's in America. She's in Atlanta. She's a masseuse. She makes $1,300 a day.
What?
She massages her male patients or customers with her 48 double N breast breasts.
What? Yes. I didn't even know that was a real size.
She also offers, she's really big though.
Oh, okay. She's a large woman, yes.
She also offers the men a thing called gliding, where she oils up and she glides on top of them, although that's not popular because they men feel like they're being smothered.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
So, can I ask a question of all the women? How do you massage someone with your bosoms?
I don't know.
Oh,
I think
my
I'm
gosh.
In the wrong business.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that I had a nightmarish massage experience one time where...
Really?
It was a nightmarish trip to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. A friend's mom is a travel agent, and she hooked us up with this trip, but she had never been to this resort. It was terrible. Everything about it was terrible.
Oh, no.
But... So I got a massage there, and, you know, you're face down, you know, with your face in that donut thing.
Right.
And I thought that the woman who came in and, you know, gave me my robe and stuff was just an assistant. She was this woman with these ginormous boobs, and she was dressed like, almost like a medical uniform, and I thought, well, she's not the massage therapist, because really, literally, you would think she would not even be able to reach over you, you know, with these giant boobs.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm there face down, and she starts the massage from my head, you know, kind of down the neck, and all of a sudden I feel this crushing weight on my head and neck, and it's her boobies.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
I need more details.
Of course it does.
Was it bare breast assist or just?
No.
How do you know?
No.
You were there.
Oh, my God. No, no. Okay.
Because if you were listening, Lisa told us she was wearing the uniform. She came in with the uniform
Jared heard
you
breasts.
Yeah, he heard boobs, and that's all he cares about.
Listen, you can't take off a uniform. She was face down.
I don't think Lisa would have hung around
that. She did not take off the uniform.
Good.
Okay.
It is prohibited for most massage therapists to have contact with a patient or a client when it's a kind of a sexual type of a contact. And, you know, maybe in Georgia the laws are a little more lax about that. But
and actually this lady that has the 48 double N breast, her popular service is called Happy Man Works.
Wow.
It's a strange world we live in. All right.
It is very strange.
Thank you, Lisa, for the info. That's why we talked to you, because we thought we knew what it was, and we don't know the law like you do.
You know best.